Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. Today, we're diving into a paper that really tries to get inside the why of UAP activity. It's called the UAP Indications Analysis, 1945 to 1975, United States Atomic Warfare Complex.
What makes this research so interesting is that it goes beyond simply cataloging sightings. It uses a structured methodology to analyze potential motives, particularly around sites related to nuclear technology.
Right, because simply observing something strange in the sky doesn't really tell us much. This paper dives into 874 UAP reports spanning three decades to try to understand the potential reasons behind those observations.
Exactly, and to do that, the researchers adapted tools and techniques from intelligence agencies. It's like trying to solve a complex puzzle. You have scattered pieces of information, and you need a framework to make sense of them.
So instead of just asking, did something unusual happen?
Mm-hmm.
I was asking, what might this activity tell us about the intent behind it?
Precisely. And to do that, they developed four potential scenarios to explain the observed UAP activity. Think of these as working hypotheses. The first is a general military survey, the idea that UAPs are broadly assessing military capabilities. If this were the case, we'd expect to see UAP activity spread out across various military installations, not just those related to nuclear technology.
The second scenario focuses specifically on atomic weapons. So in this case, we'd expect to see UAPs concentrating their activity around facilities involved in nuclear weapons production, storage, or deployment. It's like they're zeroing in on the most sensitive parts of the military apparatus.
And the third scenario is really intriguing, atomic warfare prevention. This raises the possibility that UAPs might be trying to understand or even interfere with our nuclear weapons to prevent their use. It's a thought-provoking concept, but it requires strong evidence to support it.
And the fourth scenario, which is probably the one that makes a lot of people nervous, is military aggression. This would suggest hostile intentions potentially involving direct action against our military personnel or facilities.
Exactly. Now, it's important to remember that these scenarios aren't mutually exclusive. It's possible that UAP activity could be driven by a combination of motives. The researchers used these scenarios as a framework for analyzing the data, looking for patterns and indicators that might support one scenario over another.
So with these four scenarios in mind, what kind of patterns did they find in the data? Did any particular scenario emerge as the most likely explanation?
One of the most striking findings was a distinct focus on early atomic facilities, particularly those that played a key role in developing and producing nuclear weapons in the early years of the Cold War. Sites like Hanford Oak Ridge and Los Alamos saw a significant concentration of UAP activity during a specific time frame.
It's almost as if they were particularly interested in understanding the origins and early development of our nuclear capabilities. Like they were trying to get a grasp on the fundamentals of how it all worked.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And the reports from this period are incredibly detailed. For example, at Hanford, there were multiple sightings of UAPs station keeping over the facility, even evading attempts by interceptors to approach them.
So they weren't just passively observing. They seemed to be actively maneuvering and reacting to our attempts to investigate them.
Right. And at Sandia Base, there were reports of UAPs engaging in what witnesses described as dogfighting maneuvers, as if they were testing their capabilities against each other. And perhaps most chillingly, at Oak Ridge, there were reports of UAP sightings coinciding with unexplained spikes in radiation levels.
Radiation spikes. That's a bit unnerving. It raises the possibility that they weren't just observing our nuclear technology. They might have been interacting with it in some way.
It's certainly a possibility that warrants further investigation. And then we have incidents like those at Killeen Base, one of the national storage sites for atomic weapons. The reports from Killeen Base include detailed triangulated observations by Army personnel, suggesting a particular interest in how and where we were storing our nuclear arsenal.
So a lot of activity around those early atomic facilities. Yeah. But did that pattern continue as the Cold War progressed?
That's where things get even more interesting. While activity around those early sites seemed to decrease significantly after 1952, the focus shifted to ICBM sites, those facilities housing intercontinental ballistic missiles.
So as our nuclear capabilities evolved from bombs to sophisticated delivery systems, their interests seemed to follow suit.
Precisely. And again, the reports from these ICBM sites are just as fascinating as those from the earlier period. We have documented cases of UAPs seemingly interacting with our technology. For example, at Malmstrom Air Force Base, there were reports of UAPs triggering security alarms and even causing missiles to go offline.
So not just observing, but potentially interfering with our nuclear weapon systems.
That's right. And at Munon Air Force Base, there were incidents where UAPs were observed near missile silos, with some reports suggesting potential tampering with security systems. Then there's the Northern Tier UFO wave, a series of sightings and security alerts across multiple Strategic Air Command SEC bases, which were responsible for managing and deploying our nuclear bomber fleet. This wave of activity coincided with the introduction of new missile technology, especially those carrying multiple warheads.
It's like they were keeping a close eye on our technological advancements, particularly those that increased the destructive potential of our nuclear arsenal.
That's one possible interpretation. And it raises even more questions about their motives and their level of understanding of our technology. But to understand this even further, we need to dig into some of the more specific incidents of UAP interaction with our military technology.
Okay, let's get into that. Okay, so we've established that these weren't just distant lights in the sky. These UAPs were observed interacting with some of our most sensitive military technology, especially that related to nuclear weapons. What can you tell us about these interactions?
Well, there were numerous incidents where UAPs were observed pacing bombers, seemingly evaluating their speed and maneuverability. It's almost as if they were sizing up our aircraft, testing their capabilities.
Almost like a game of cat and mouse in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Except we don't know who the cat is and who the mouse is in this scenario.
Right. And then we have incidents like the RB-47 encounters, where UAPs weren't just visually observed, but also detected on radar. And there's evidence to suggest they may have been jamming the aircraft's radar systems.
Jamming radar. That implies a level of technological sophistication that's pretty hard to wrap your head around.
Absolutely. It suggests an understanding of our technology and the ability to manipulate it in ways that we, at least at that time, couldn't easily explain.
It really makes you wonder about the potential implications if they could interfere with our radar systems, especially in a situation with heightened military tensions.
And then there's the incident at the Las Vegas radar station where a UAP was detected responding to IFF signals. IFF stands for Identification, Friend or Foe, and it's a system used by militaries around the world to distinguish friendly aircraft from potential enemies.
So they were able to essentially mimic our own radar signals. That's both fascinating and a bit unsettling.
It's a detail that adds another layer of complexity to the puzzle. It suggests a level of understanding and capability that goes beyond simple observation.
Okay, so we've covered the methodology, the four possible scenarios, and the evidence pointing to a potential focus on nuclear technology. But after analyzing all of this data, what conclusions did the researchers actually draw? Which scenario seemed to fit best?
Well, based on their analysis, the strongest evidence pointed towards UAPs conducting a focused survey of our nuclear weapons capabilities. This was particularly evident in those early years of the Cold War.
So it seems their interest was really peaked when we first developed nuclear weapons and began building up our arsenal.
Exactly. And while a general military survey was considered a possibility, the concentration of UAP activity around atomic sites suggests a more targeted interest in our nuclear program.
What about the other scenarios? Did they find any evidence to support the atomic warfare prevention idea? You know, the idea that they might be trying to keep us from blowing ourselves up.
While there were a few incidents that could be interpreted that way, ultimately the researchers found that the evidence wasn't strong enough to definitively support that scenario. It remains an intriguing possibility, but one that requires more data to substantiate.
Okay, so atomic warfare prevention is still on the table, but needs more investigation. What about the military aggression scenario? Given all these interactions with our military technology, do the researchers see any indication of hostile intent?
Interestingly, despite all these incidents, the researchers found very little support for military aggression as a primary motive.
That's surprising, given some of the things we've discussed, like the potential jamming of radar systems and the incidents at missile bases. Why did they rule out aggression?
Well, while some UAP actions might have seemed provocative or even alarming, they never escalated into overt hostile actions. There were no attacks, no attempts to cause harm to personnel, no sabotage that resulted in damage or destruction.
So it's like they were testing the waters, pushing boundaries, but always stopping short of crossing a line into outright hostility.
That's a good way to put it. Many of the incidents, while unusual and unexplained, could be interpreted as information gathering or assessments of our capabilities rather than deliberate acts of aggression.
It's almost as if they were trying to understand our capabilities and our responses without wanting to provoke a full-blown conflict.
That's one possible interpretation, and it highlights the complexity of this issue. We're dealing with a phenomenon that defies easy categorization.
So where do we go from here? If the most likely explanation for all this activity is that they were conducting a survey, what does that tell us? And what are the implications for the future of UAP research?
Those are the questions we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, exploring UAP activity near atomic facilities, and the potential motives behind those actions. We've seen how the researchers used a rigorous methodology to analyze hundreds of reports, leading them to favor the idea that UAPs were conducting a focused survey of our nuclear capabilities, especially during the early years of the Cold War. But this is just one piece of a much larger puzzle. What are the next steps in unraveling this mystery? Where do we go from here?
This research provides a valuable framework for understanding potential motives, but it's really just the beginning. We need more data, more research, and a willingness to ask difficult questions to gain a deeper understanding of this phenomenon.
So what kind of data are we talking about? Where do we even begin to look for more information on this?
There are a few key areas to explore. First, we need more declassified government documents. We know there's still a lot of information hidden away in classified archives. Gaining access to those records could be a game changer.
It's fascinating to think about how much information this one research paper was able to uncover, using only publicly available reports. Imagine the potential insights that could be gleaned from those top-secret files.
The possibilities are tantalizing. Another crucial data source is witness testimony. There are countless individuals, many with military and scientific backgrounds, who have reported UAT sightings, especially around sensitive sites. Their firsthand accounts could hold valuable pieces of the puzzle.
Their stories are often dismissed or ridiculed, but they could be sitting on crucial information. We need to create an environment where witnesses feel safe to share their experiences without fear of judgment or reprisal.
Absolutely. Along with witness testimony, we need more scientific analysis. This research cleverly adapted intelligence methodologies, but we can go further. There are advanced techniques for analyzing radar data, photographic evidence, and even potential physical traces that might have been left behind by UAPs.
It sounds like a multidisciplinary approach is needed, bringing together not just physicists and engineers, but also intelligence analysts, data scientists, maybe even historians and anthropologists. It's not just about the technology, it's about understanding the potential cultural and societal implications of this phenomenon.
Precisely. And speaking of implications, that's another key area for future research. If UAPs were conducting a survey of our nuclear capabilities, what conclusions did they draw? Did they see us as a threat? Did they attempt to communicate? Did they influence events in any way? These are all questions that deserve further scrutiny.
Those are big questions. It's one thing to think of UAPs as curious observers, but the possibility that they might be actively involved in human affairs, especially those related to the nuclear arms race, is a whole other level of complexity.
It is, and it's a complexity we can't shy away from. This research paper, with its focus on atomic facilities, highlights the potential stakes involved. This isn't just about satisfying our curiosity. It's about understanding a phenomenon that could have profound implications for our future.
If there's one thing this deep dive has taught us, it's that the UAP question is more relevant, more urgent, and more complex than ever before. It's a mystery that demands our attention, our brightest minds, and a willingness to reconsider everything we thought we knew.
Well said. For our listeners, if this discussion has piqued your interest, I encourage you to explore the full research paper, draw your own conclusions, and keep asking those tough questions. The answers are out there waiting to be discovered.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into UAP research. We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic. And until then, keep looking up.